Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And one of my favorite stories of all time was about an earnest group of people who'd gather on unlit rainy roads on a certain day in the spring in western Massachusetts to walk the spotted salamander across the street. Now, the humans would fling themselves in the path of traffic while the yellow and black creatures would lumber across in a ritual far older than the road. Well, now there's a tunnel for them, and it's part of a growing movement around the world to engineer ways for wild animals to cross roads. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for Here and Now. She joins us. And Vicky, what other creatures are we talking about?
Hey, Robin. Well, globally, everything from elephants in Kenya to little blue penguins waddling through a brand new 80-foot-long tunnel in New Zealand. In Russia, close to the border with China, a tunnel about a third of a mile long was opened earlier this year. So while traffic speeds along inside, on top there's a swath of forest that bridges the space for tigers and leopards. In North America, we've got culverts under Interstate 75 for cougars in Florida. A big double archway overpass is being built right now on Interstate 90 in the state of Washington. It's part of a larger highway improvement project. And it'll be that state's first highway overpass for wildlife. That one's for deer, elk, bears, I'm sure squirrels.
Yeah.
Further north, in Banff National Park in Canada, that is a really effective series of highway mitigation structures across the Trans-Canada Highway. And overpasses, underpasses, grizzly bears, black bears, lynx, moose, mountain lions, wolves all use them.
Now, see, I can hear someone saying, well, what? But this is about more than what you might think. For instance, it's about reducing collisions with these animals, which can be disastrous. But what else?
So, yeah, that's right. There's safety for nearby animals and humans. But the work in Banff is really a great example of this concept of conservation connectivity. It's paying special attention to large-scale movements of animals, migration corridors, making sure populations of animals are not cut off from mates or resources. And I spoke with Harvey Locke. He's a founder and strategic advisor to Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative. It's a joint Canada-U.S. nonprofit, an ambitious project that works collaboratively with lots of groups and scientists to give animals the space to roam. And he explained why Banff is a model that others emulate.
It's been remarkably successful, and it's reduced the roadkill rate something like 90%. But more importantly, what it's done is it's stopped this highly valued national park landscape from being cut in two by this highway that goes across it, and rather allowing the system to still have habitat that's useful on either side of the road instead of splitting the park in two.
Right. But Vicky, how do animals know to use it?
That's a great question. They're sighted usually where animals are crossing or trying to cross already, and then fencing helps funnel them to the structure. Pretty famously, a few years ago in western Wyoming, migrating pronghorn actually started using a wildlife overpass before it was finished. The overpass was up, but the soil hadn't been put down. Years of science, planning, and mapping go into these things before they're built. And John Beckman is a scientist who's worked a lot on this, including that pronghorn project. He's the connectivity initiative coordinator for the Wildlife Conservation Society's North America program. He says it's a growing movement. There are hundreds of mitigation projects of all kinds for all kinds of species in the United States, and the numbers growing. Mm-hmm. Prey animals tend to like the overpasses, and stealthy predators tend to like the underpasses.
And so we can keep them separate, maybe, in that way. Well, you know, we do want infrastructure. Vicky Croak, host of the Wildlife Blog. And we'll have links to more about animal crossings at hereandnow.org. And let's applaud the people who have been doing it for years, helping the creatures get across the road. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.